Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The message of power in a manner of meekness. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Acts 6:8. Acts 6 introduces you to Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, a man with an irresistible message. And yet, when called on to defend the faith with his life, Stephen responded with Christ-like humility. Though his message was full of power, his demeanor was full of meekness, a contrast that Jonathan Edwards helps to explain. Walk with Jonathan Edwards, a colonial American preacher and theologian in the 1700s. The truly humble Christian is clothed with lowliness, mildness, meekness, gentleness of spirit and behavior. These things are just like garments to him. Christian humility has no such thing as roughness or contempt or fierceness or bitterness in its nature. It makes a person like a little child, harmless and innocent, that no one needs to fear, or like a lamb, free of all bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor. Yet in searching and awakening the conscience, he should be a son of thunder. He should do it without judging individuals, leaving it to conscience and the Spirit of God to make the particular application. But all his conversation should reflect lowliness and goodwill, love and pity to all mankind. He should be like a lion to guilty consciences, but like a lamb to men and women. Today's New Testament reading is Acts chapter 6.
Acts 6. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Cilicia and Asia, who began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stops speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
Gentle as a lamb and powerful as a lion, a seeming contradiction until you know the Lamb of God, who is also the Lion of Judah. Jesus Christ, the one who possesses all power, yet dealt tenderly with those he came to serve, points the way to a witness that is more powerful than words alone. a witness that is both tender and tough, that speaks the truth in love and clothes strength in humility, a witness that others around you need to hear and experience today.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.